8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in New York, and today on the Radio Art Hour, we're going to hear two recent radio artworks from Canadian radio artist Anna Friz and New York City-based sound artist David Grubbs. First, we're going to tune in the air, in the ground, from Anna Friz. It was created for a group installation called On Transmission, part of the exhibition Donner Forme et l'Ether, Shaping the Ether, curated by Polly Merisrault for eSpace Multimedia Gartner in Belfort, France in 2021. Later, we're going to hear a longer David Grubbs piece, but we're going to start the Radio Art Hour today with Anna Friz's In the Air, In the Ground.
The notion of ecology typically describes relationships between organisms, opening the category of active agents to more than organisms, allows for ecology also to describe non-living, but material things and systems of things. In this sense, communication systems are part of environments, and environments are also media.
American 1586, contact Toronto Center 125.77, good day.
Transmission ecologies can refer to both the symbolic spaces of cultural production, like a radio station, and to the invisible and the very material space of dynamic electromagnetic interaction, both of which feature the collaboration between people and things.
American 1118, descend 6,000. United 1108, Toronto on the way to flight level 250. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tango flight 275, ready to go down.
Eagle flight 274, maintain flight level 240.
Aircan 1118, there's no restrictions. Descend to 3000 for an 8-mile final.
Under no restrictions, 3000, Aircan 1118.
A transmission ecology could also be defined by the set of radio receivers tuned to a particular station in a single urban area, or by all the activity across the various frequencies on the electromagnetic spectrum that you could sense from one particular location. Radio frequencies are a means of sensing and knowing bodies at a distance. Thinking ecologically demonstrates that transmission and communication is not a game of one-to-many broadcast radiating out from an antenna, nor is it a polarity of senders and receivers, but always a many-to-many field of relationships. Thinking ecologically about transmission considers processes of relationship and power, the dangers of the monocrop, the monopoly, and the logics of the grid. In the organic sense of ecologies, thinking about transmission invites thinking about how seeds travel, like broadcasting, and of the relay networks employed by plants underground. Forests are communal formations, with their tree roots connected under the soil in mycorrhizal networks. The very fine root tips of trees join together with microscopic fungal filaments to form the basic links of the network, operating in symbiotic relationships between trees and fungi, allowing hub or mother trees to share nutrients and to communicate with one another with chemical and electrical signals. Trees, like humans, engage in something like wired and wireless communications over distance. The transmission of plants include the root networks underground, or the sensitivity of leaves to sense and scent, and to the casting of seeds. Broadcasting in a radiophonic sense originates from the agricultural term for planting that involves casting seeds broadly at the ground. A seed is no more a container than a radio is. It is not merely tasked with carrying the message of a plant's inheritance to receptive ground. A seed is action over distance. It is a body-seeking influence, listening when and where they land, for the circumstances of the ground. The seed encounters good conditions for germination, oxygen, water, temperature, light, and awakens in a gesture that is visually a little like a radio receiver unfolding its antenna. The seed puts out a small root, followed by a tiny stem, sensing and receiving from its environment. From the particularity of a single seed comes not a universal story, but a common one. In each seed resides a generous potential for a plant to germinate, or for a creature to be fed, or for its unrealized germination to become part of the earth. Likewise, radio broadcasting is a remarkable, promiscuous gift of plenitude. Practically, broadcast radio doesn't know who is listening, so the signal is for anyone who cares to. For a listener, the radio is both generally and specifically intended for you. Speed is a possibility for relationships that include the historical, the contemporary, and the imaginary. But seeds spread beyond the fields to which they were originally confined. Likewise, radio signals may also exhibit feral behaviors, find transmissions overlapping or multiplying across the spectrum. Fields may seem the opposite of wilderness, but fields of influence may quickly return to the wild. There are many overlapping ecologies, and the irreducible condition of wirelessness is not space overcome, but it is place multiplied. Waves, fields, roots, seeds.
That was Canadian radio artist Anna Friz and her In the Air, In the Ground from a 2021 exhibition in France called On Transmission. Next, we're going to hear from New York City-based sound artist David Grubbs. This work is called With Nothing But Words, or Nearly So, and was created for Christophe Mignon's IF, third in a series of 12 annual 12-hour events taking place on December 12th. And Grubbs has wrote a bit of poetry about this work. He writes, "With nothing but words, or nearly so, nothing but words to rely on, words only to buttress, words alone or nearly so, words alone but also words end." Here is David Grubbs with Nothing But Words or Nearly So on the Radio Art Hour.
Nothing but words or nearly so. Nothing but words are 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 nearly said. Nothing but words are nearly said. Nothing but words are nearly said.
Why?
But nothing but words are nearly said. Nothing but words are nearly said. But words are nearly said. But nothing but words are nearly said. Nothing but words are nearly said. Nothing but words are nearly said. Nothing but words are nearly set. Nothing but words are nearly so. Nothing but words are nearly so. Nothing but words are nearly so. With nothing but words or nearly so. Nothing but words. Nothing but words are nearly so. Nothing but words are nearly so. Nothing but words are nearly so. Nothing but words, but nothing. with nothing but words or nearly so. Nothing but words are nearly so. Nothing but words, but nothing. Nothing but words and nearly so. Nothing but words, but nothing. Nothing but words or nearly so. Nothing but words and narrowly so. Nothing but words, but nothing. Nothing or narrowly so. Nothing or narrowly slow. Nothing but words are narrowly slow. Nothing narrowly slow. Nothing or nearly so. With nothing and so. With nothing and so. Nothing or narrowly so. And nothing or nearly. And nothing or narrowly so. Words and nothing or nearly. Slow and narrowly. words and nothing or nearly. Slow and narrowly, and so. Narrowly, nearly so. Narrowly, nearly so. Narrow, slow, nearly so. Slow, narrowly so. Without words or narrowly so. Without words, narrowly so. Without words or nearly so. Without words or nearly so. Thank you. without words or nearly so. 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 Without words, you're nearly so. Thank you.
Thank you.
8609.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wavefarm Radio Art Fellows. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.